This is Lady Jade right here on ShatteredRadio.com.
It's T6 in the morning. It's not get the dope spice one enunciate before pot hit the coast. The coast is already straight. Hot product for pipeline, the Black Panther Party. J9's book of young kings, watch them as a shot.
This is Mikey Flagg. You're listening to Lady Jade on ShatteredRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. I am Lady Jade once again here with ShatteredRadio.com, or you can check that out on ShatteredRadioStation.com, but you can also check out all of the episodes here on Podbean. So that is ShatteredRadio.podbean.com. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest hailing all the way from Miami, Florida. It is Mike. Okay, I have to figure out. Someone told me to ask you, is it Mike E. Flight or Mike E. Flight? Like, how do you pronounce that?
It's pronounced Mikey Flight. The Mikey Flight is just for Facebook because they wouldn't let me. You know how Facebook be playing with the names sometimes.
I hear ya. Okay, so yeah. Now that we know everybody, it's Mikey Flight. You know what I'm saying? So you got to say it all like you gangster. If you're going to say it, make sure you say it correct. All right.
M-I-K-E-Y.
M-I-K-E-Y. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Flight in the building. Tell everybody what up, Mikey.
Hey, what up, ShatteredRadio.com. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
No, we appreciate you. You're an amazing artist. We were looking at your stuff on SoundCloud, and I, it was kind of random out of the blue. I just dialed you up and wanted to check it all out, and you have some massive stuff going on your Instagram and all different kinds of things. So I wanted to go ahead and do an interview with you tonight because there's a lot of different stuff going on, and you don't only do music, but you help promote other music. Now that to me is kind of badass.
Yeah, it's a love for the music, you know what I'm saying? Even though I am a rapper, even though like that is my my main genre, I love all genres of music, so you know, and I have a lot of friends that do music, so I like their music, and if I like the music, then I help support. That's what we all about, but that's what we should be all about, you know?
Yeah, I remember Bob Marley said it best when he said, "One love, one heart,
yeah.
Let's
Absolutely.
Get together and feel all right."
All right.
So we did collect some tracks from you and stuff so that we could play them for people to see what's going on. But I want you to talk about, do you have any shows or anything coming up that you want people to know about? I know it's in Florida, but when we say Podbean is international. It goes everywhere and people will hear you. Can you give us a little info?
Yeah, May 6th, I'm going to be in Little Haiti. That's right down in Miami. I'm going to be performing at the Zaka Fest. That's
nice.
Z-A-K-A Fest. It's a festival music show dedicated to the Haitian artists and how they get down and things like that. So I was blessed enough to have somebody reach out to me that heard my music, that wanted to have me perform. So I submitted my music. They liked it, and I'm gonna be rocking there May 6th. June 10th, me and a friend of mine, Broad Daylight, we doing a little party down in the Broward area at Gigi's Cafe, so I'm doing that. And then May 19th through the 21st, fingers crossed, I'm going to be performing at the Miami Con Music Weekend conference. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that.
Oh, you know what? It ain't fingers crossed, honey. When you have talent, you don't have to have your fingers crossed. You just know. You know how people have faith and belief in their gods and gods and whatever it is that you do. But for me, in this universe, I do believe that the harder you believe on something, the better off you are. I know a lot of times people go almost dead, broke, halfway, dying, starving just to make something happen because they have that passion, like somebody goes to college for whatever they want to be. Sometimes music in the streets raise people to a point where this is all they know. It's like a hustle
Absolutely.
To them. It's all we know. It's all we know how to do, and we're good at it. We're good at
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And so if you got talent, which I know you do.
Absolutely.
You got talent. I've heard it. I've heard you on the SoundCloud. So give people a little bit of information. You can tell them kind of the spelling on how to find you. Because it is a little tough, though. It is a little tough. So I want to, like, make sure that people do know where to go search you out, how to find your stuff, how to hear you, and how to hear your upcoming artists and see even the Instagrams and Facebook, just kind of give them a little bit of the spelling and how to find you out on to link up with more of your stuff.
On social media, all you have to do is go to Real Mikey Flight. That's RealMikeyFlyght. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's Snapchat. Instagram and Snapchat, there's an underscore before it, but all the other ones are Twitter and Facebook is just the Real Mikey Flight.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But either way, you know, just hit it up, and connect with me, and you know, I connect back and follow back, and you know, we continue to support and network with each other, and you know.
That's how this thing usually goes, and for all of us here, like I said, you thanked us, but we thank you. We thank the artists. We appreciate them, because without them, we don't run. That's how it is. We just got to give thanks where thanks is due and continue to try to represent one another in a way where everybody comes up. It's about one love, crew love. It's about telling people, hey, man, we support actually arts. We're not like a specific honing in on something. We want to share everybody's talents and try to help get as many eyes on that as possible, and we just want a part of that and be a part of that, and we appreciate you guys for, you know, talking with us, and you know, like I said, you didn't know me from Adam, but you did pretty well by promoting and doing your part, so I have to say that you are giving back as an artist as well, so I do appreciate that from artists as well. It's a really nice thing.
It's all love. We are in it for the same thing, so whatever I can do to help, I will do it, and I definitely will share this interview out. I will share shatterradio.com with a few of my friends. Like I said, I know a few dope artists, so I'll definitely be sending some of them y'all way. Love to Arizona, man. Love to Arizona.
So we're calling him super late because he's in Florida, and we're here up in the sticks. We're camping and fishing, and get your gun, y'all. We're going up in the truck. Kind of life is happening, right? And this man is all the way in Miami, Florida. Guess what? Tell him what time it is over there, Mike. Tell him what time.
It's 10 o'clock right now, like a little bit after 10.
Are you tired? Are you ready to, like, go to sleep? Are you like, you know what? Fuck this. I am super tired. Guys.
Actually, it's funny. Before you called me the first time, I had actually passed out, and I didn't even know I was sleeping.
I was asleep, but I didn't know it.
Earlier. Yeah, me and my girl Jess Cash, she's another artist down here. Matter of fact, her album comes out tomorrow.
And she's a female. You know what? I am definitely excited. Female artists are like a big thing that I feel like the industry is lacking. I am like 100% all over that. Tell her I want to hear some stuff. Send me whatever. I want to see what she's got. I'm down.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday. Wednesday night, we got Cheeto from the North. Like, we're setting up different venues out here as well. So for different artists to come out to Arizona, the venue's called The Shop. And I spoke with Cheeto tonight just a little bit, and he's going to be on tomorrow as well. But they got a northern venue out here in Prescott just opening up because of him. And he kind of has the same vibe, One Love. A lot of it is punk. A lot of it's, you know what, I can't say that. They don't really have a label, and I really like that. For when I do business, it doesn't label or set a thing in stone where it could. So we're talking to a bunch of different artists across international areas right now to see what we can't do. I know it's really hard to come out to a show when you're not getting paid and all kinds of stuff, but sometimes to make a spark happen, we're going to try to get, you know, and that's where you get seen. That's where people can, from different areas that want to sponsor that and pay for that, will go, you know what, the next time he comes out, that's on us. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? So we're trying to, like, get across the area to people who are up and coming and want that platform and are willing to put in for their you know, this is a hardworking process I've noticed behind the scenes.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is one thing I want to say about that. I want to say that the indie artists, stop letting the music industry paint y'all like that. It's not so much about getting paid off the bat. Like, you gotta put in the work, like free shows and all of that. That's showing love to the craft. That's showing love to what
Absolutely.
We really love to do. The money will come later. Like, just grind and do your thing. Like, I'm so tired of hearing people, money, money, money. Like,
I mean, money is a big deal. I don't think that you're a sellout if you take money. I think you're a sellout if you take money for all the wrong reasons, because I know that if something does happen bigger for Shattered Radio, that all my people, like, if they want me, they want my group. And I got a guy that produces videos, edits, and is really good. I mean, it's like a band. I'm like the lead singer, and he like does all the work, plugging everything in and does all the crazy stuff. And for me, that's what means a lot. Like, they were with me from the beginning, you know. And for me, I think that we need to raise up our community as well as the people, even the smallest little fan that was at your every show. And at times, sometimes they seem like stalkers, but they're taking like the best videos and the photos of you and like really trying to like, because they love you. They really love what you do. And I think it's about, that's when an artist really connects with their fans and with people and is not a one-hit wonder, is when the fans really can. I literally have met a few of the bands and the different things. I have never had so much love, even in my own family, as I do in the music scene. These people are super sweet. They've got families. They're very, you know, I know a lot of stuff about them. I've eaten dinner with them, and it's like really weird because it's a lot of love that I'm not used to in real life. But seeing these people and how they come together, it's almost like the Lost Boys, and I just love it. It's like a whole family. You guys are just amazing.
Yeah, that comes from the love of the music.
Absolutely, I mean, like, you can feel it. It's like a homegrown barbecue.
Vibe on the music. Absolutely.
Mikey back. Look, boy, got love bars. Look, boy, got love it. Sorry for the wait. Look, boy, got love it. Look, I'm right in their eye. Ain't I some motherfucker? Look, boy, you gotta love it. 305 United, 954, they grinding. And I'm so excited. Ski, we killing the Rutland music that forever. Boy, I just happen to have a dope image. Intertwined entertainment. I'm just trying to keep busy. Boy, shout out to baby Keisha. What up? And management, hit up. You need a trying to do a feature. I could be the star, main event, head attraction. But my mama taught me humble, so I do it for the passion. Inside, trusting my nigga. Hysterically, I'm laughing. Put fear in me, my nigga. Nah, never happened. See, I've been lapping niggas. I just know the game. Ain't slanted, I been slacking. When had these niggas straight magic, we just make magic. Cook it, whip it, ship it, move it, break it down into the sign of music. These losers are just frauds. Princes are really frauds. Scared of me and my dogs. They get paranoid when they see our jaws. Too many laws, too much corruption. Nobody saying nothing when it's right there in public. Okay, fuck it, let me stall. What car I drive today? My niggas is dying, my soul is crying. Marvin Gaye, Temptation, Pop Four Tops. One connection, I say my blessing. Pork chops, born ready for stars. Watch the bleachers, that's where the business at. I'm just the cause of this here little meeting. Last line of defense, my season's domination. Can't control my breathing, I'm beasting. Feel like I made a pavement. I channel the spirit, Jason. Mr. Reese say, go ahead and spit like you did back on live in the basement. I got you. Mr. Reese say, go ahead and spit like you did back on live in the basement. Music on, nigga. Look, boy, you gotta love it. Look, boy, you gotta love it. Look him right in their eye. Ain't I some motherfucker? I'm sorry for the wait. Sometimes I get a little eager. I might get mad, might spill a little either. But my people deserve better. Dying over paper, paper chaser, go get her. But what about the wrong nigga? We don't play that. Boy, we don't play trap. Boy, we don't play split. Boy, we'll spill shit. Might knock a lip loose with you. Pull a foot loose. No truce, no juice, no crime. You got a bobblehead. You just a project. You take no time on your project. But get what? But my niggas run the projects. Yeah, man, shout out Ja Prince, Skibo 100, America's Boy, AJG, Young Hefe, Prime, Ambidex, Chris Wood, Starkid, De Niro, Gravity, AG, Lowkey, Blaze, Carter, Chuck, Treasy, Official, Doc, my nigga Shotta, Scuba, Lady Clip, Blocker, IVV, Nature, Sky, 305, what up, boy?
Salute, my
Cut,
man.
Baby. Smoke Supreme. 305 United, 954 Granny.
And you're back with Mikey Fly. Okay, now I have a question, Mikey.
What's that?
I've heard you rap in a couple of these, right? Do you sing?
Do I sing? I wish I could sing. I really do. I have a lot of respect for R&B singers, especially R&B male singers, because they get the majority of the attention. I wish I could sing, but no, I can't.
No, your raps are really melodic. Your raps are really melodic. I got a few of them here, and I'm going to play them for the people tonight before you take off and mix them into this podcast here for everybody to hear. But I do have, and I have had some singers, and I've had some acoustic, I've had some punk in here, but I've never really had anyone rap a little something something off the cuff. Do you think that maybe you could just, I mean, I won't even throw up a beat. Do you think you could just spit something you memorized for the people, and maybe something new that nobody knows about that's coming out, and maybe they want a little taste of something something?
I have this song called 1980, and I don't know if you guys have this.
Yeah, I actually do have that.
That's one of my favorites, because it comes from when I was growing up, like when I really got into music. So they'll probably hear it.
But you can still rap us a little something something, you know, because I literally wanted to put that up with people to, you know what I mean? Because we got you. We got the songs here. But you know what I mean? Like, when you hear an artist that's produced, but when you hear somebody live, you go, okay, they sound just as good as they do. But, you know, don't take that for granted, folks, because this is a podcast. But, I mean, if he gonna spit something live, he gotta be pretty confident, for one. And for two, he's gonna spit something live that you're about to hear, so you can actually hear it produced and mixed and done. I'm gonna let you spit a rap, but I'm gonna have to take a second. Wait. Okay, ready? On your mark.
Yeah.
Get set. Okay, go ahead.
I'm a nigga with attitude. I took a different avenue. I'm chasing my dreams, smoking up a different altitude. The ladies love me. Boy, I think I'm cool. They cool G rap, rock bass. I'm so Ice Cube. They, it's all good. Boys in the hood, wild. Dookie Gold wrote, look how big daddy can't style it. I can't explain violence. KRS-One provided balance. Now I get it blessed, even if it took a minute. Trying to spill character. Boy, I embarrass EPMD. Got to chill. I'm a man, not a character.
How does it feel? It's the end of a day like that. Do you like your job in an evening like that?
I love my job, but I hate talking to people like you. Not even that. I love it right now, because I said earlier on, you're the last person I'm talking to, so.
I'm a nigga with attitude. I took a different avenue. I'm chasing my dreams, smoking up a different altitude. The ladies love me. Boy, I think I'm Cool J, Cool G, Rap, Rob Bass. I'm so Ice Cube today. It's all good, boys in the hood wildin'. Dookie Gold Rope, look how big daddy can't styling. I can't explain violence. KRS-One provided balance. Now I get it blessed, even if it took a minute. Silence build character. Boy, I embarrass EPMD. Got to chill. I'm a man, not a character. JJ Fad, okay. Push your salt and pepper in some light. Light as a rock. That was that pressure, huh? Slick with a fly with it. Dug in on the B-Boss. I watch niggas dug in some shell toe Reeboks. Run DMC, Beastie Boys, Queen Latifah. Put on everything. Now some pioneers to a dreamer.
I appreciate y'all.
The year was 1988. The world's most dangerous rap group, N.W.A. Then I kick it with my other niggas. High top, fake it and play.
Get it? We kicked it.
Like it was 1988.
Like it was 1988.
Like it was 1988.
Like it was 1988.
MCM tracksuit, match with the road. Iced tea, 6 in the morning. Snock at the dough, spice wasn't enunciate. Before Pop hit the coast.
Rest in peace, Pop.
The coast was already straight. Pop product of a pipeline, the Black Panther Party. Jay and Nas, Booker, Young Kings, watched them as a shot. So I picked it up and got the game tight. First tape I ever had, he the DJ on the rapper, no lie. Will fought Freddie and Mike. Parents never understood why. I'm on my way to watch the U game. Watch me up for Brad and one things. All I know is just one thing. Ski from birth, it's been blood over everything. Now everywhere I go, all I do is scream Rutland game. Weekends was live, I was always in the locks. Me and you, daylight too. On the way to Bunch Park, Ingram Park. Tell all my niggas jump the fence, buying a cage in the yard. Keep your head up, a tribe called Quest. Daylight so biz marquee, the vapors cold. I'm JT, bought my money, call the Poison Clan. Yo, 1988, ask me how I feel. I tell you I loved it. Remember Pat Jam? The pool in the summertime, remember? How the girls used to run around. Like it was 1988. R.I.P. Mike Brown, man.
That's fucked
like
up,
it was
man.
1988. I wish you could've grew up back then, little homie. We all stood together.
I'm the best interview, dog. I'm in the whole scene, like, this afternoon.
Y'all niggas tighten up, man. Get off that dumb shit.
It's part of my job. So I have to do it. We don't do it that often. So I mean, it's like, it's the first kind of press conference we've had for a long while. 3, 4, 5 years maybe. So I don't mind it. If I had to do this every day, I'd be out of it.
sometimes have the feeling that, I mean, obviously...
Do things that are true to you. You know, have a standard for yourself and have some sort of integrity and try to, you know, find some sort of truth in what you're doing. Doing things that you believe in. That's really the difference between success and failure. It's opportunity. Well, you have to have someone's drive in there as well. You have to put that in there. If given opportunity, you know, things would turn out very differently for a lot of people.
Just to take all those things, make the extra.
I'm Lady Jade, and you're back like with Mikey Fly.
You know.
Woo.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a,
okay.
That's a I'm working on a new album, Joe Heisman, December 2017. I haven't picked up.
Now, can we look forward to any collaborations with any female artists? Is you're going to put something on the tracks? Because you said you can't sing, but a lot of music that has a good message, that has that just awesome powerhouse chick right behind them. And I don't know what type of artist your girl is yet, because I haven't heard nothing yet, but I'm really excited. So hopefully you guys give me some information and maybe I could hear something and check out her pages as well, because like we said, it's one love, and we're going to do the best we can to continue to support across the board. You know, like I said, so do you have any collaborations on any of that coming up with any other artists?
I've done a collaboration with Amanda Patterson. You can look her up. She has very good music.
All right.
I'm trying to get her on the album. Going to be on her album coming out. Her album is due to release sometime this year.
Nice.
It's called I'm a Runaway. She's on SoundCloud. She's on Instagram. I'm also trying to get Jess Cash, the female rapper who I was just telling you about. Her album drops tomorrow, Street Goddess. Make sure you guys check that out.
I thought you meant like your girl, like your girl.
Oh, well, no, I'm kind of single right now.
Ooh, ladies, you know, pick that up.
It's the life.
It's the life.
You
it's
know
the
what
life.
I mean? When you're doing music and you
it's hard. It's hard to have a relationship in there. People end up either getting jealous or doing whatever they're doing. And then it just sometimes, like, it makes it hard. I know exactly what that is. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Trust me, I've tried to have relationships. I'm like, you know what? You know what?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm just going to keep doing this, and the person that you're going to meet is probably going to be, I feel like the person I'm going to meet would probably be in the music a lot and doing their own thing, but that we're very, I think it would be more than a Prince thing, because I know my dude would not cheat on me, because I get the bomb dome, like, I'm just kidding, we could probably edit that out. No, I'm just kidding, edit that out. They'd be wanting to marry a bitch, I'll tell you what. That's just my confidence talking. Who that? That's just my baby dad. That's just my baby dad.
You know, that's my baby daddy.
That's just my baby daddy. That's just my baby daddy.
But definitely, I'm expecting some good things from the album in 2017, December. I'm looking to feature a lot of my friends on the regular, a lot of local artists from Florida.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, Lord willing, we can fix that. We can get that together. And,
hey, you
know,
share them. We'll share them. We'll help you guys. We love. We'll do what we can to, like you said, you do what you can. We'll do what we can. We'll do our part and try to keep in contact to keep all that rolling, so that it's not just one station. It's not just two stations. Because wherever they try to close the door on us, goon motherfuckers, we gonna kick a window in.
That's what we gonna do.
That's what we gonna do. We gonna rush the back door. We got every angle gonna be covered by somebody. Like, what you want? What you want? What you want? Like,
absolutely, absolutely, and I support 100%.
Yeah. So the more
but
we can share,
that's what I do. When we get ready and we do the social media thing, I'll tag all the female artists for you, so you can look them up and I'll
absolutely.
Tell them about you.
So hopefully,
they can come to support.
Yeah, dude. I hope because you know what, the females, like. I've been seeing, oh my god, there's this one, oh my god, they're on Facebook all the time, the rappers that do the, like, one take and all different kinds of, like, things like that. That Cypher, they had some, you know, the Cypher site, they had some girls coming up, and I was like, you know what? They need to jump on some of this, because the girls, like, I'm going on Friday to the 21st Northern Punk Fest, and there's a female there in a band called Silent Us. Now, I don't know if you know who OTEP or In This Moment is or Flyleaf, but they are very hardcore metal female screamer chicks. Well, this girl literally feels like she was born with this, and I feel like she's the next big thing. And I keep saying this, and she's in the band called Silent Us, and they only been together 6 months, but this girl, I feel like she's possessed by the devil, and all these screams that come out of her are like, oh my, how did she do that? How did she do that? Oh my God, like, what? Yeah, so I'm super excited, and we're going to be doing some video of that down there. And again, Cheeto, the owner or the person who helped set up that venue at the shop right there, is going to be on with us tomorrow. So it's going to be some great footage coming up for everybody, too. So I wanted to throw that little plug in there while we were talking to you, too. Ain't that the business?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I definitely got to check that out.
Absolutely. And so there's... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
One person you need to look out for, Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez?
Princess Tory Lanez. Yeah, she's an R&B pop singer. But she can do a lot of things. She can do EDM, she can do pop, she can do R&B. Like, she's coming up.
Good stuff. I'm super excited to check all these out. I want your links and tags for those. I want to be able to see what you guys are doing and do my best. If I like them, to promote them. There are things I do and don't like, but I just love music in general, so I think this is a great basis to broaden everything. People say music is dying. I think our tolerance and our idea of, like, some people really do like EDM, some people really like this or like that. We can all, it's all coexisting. You know, we should coexist and learn to respect one another.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing to me. If it's good music, like, you know, support it.
Life, I'm still here. It's Mikey.
I just been strategizing and planning, because I don't like putting out this shit every month or every week. I like for my dish to, you know, hibernate and feel good.
They my confessions of a sinner. The simple one is such a tragedy. My nerves bad glitches. I've been tampered with by the enemy. Vision undistracted, sitting in church. The dragon thirsty, breathing heavily. Say got first dibs at him. I need your first ribs. Schedule me a C-section. That's when I first slid on base. Ricky Henderson. I'm a Joe F. Kid. What you expect is you can check the catalog. Models in the monologues. Microscopes on the dialogue. They want a sense of speech. They want to steal your streets. You pull out the steel, run a drill, and now they screaming peace. All my Jeeps bulletproof. The color match the suit. The color black my team. I'm so cool, you see, cause I get it from my dad. And the king back, you can't pass me without paying dooligans. Well, that's my move. I took all the disrespect. And now the checks cleared. The music is my gym. And shit, I'm here to pray. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. They put four holes in them like the Audi car emblem. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. They put four holes in them like the Audi car emblem. Revelation in my patience that escaped me when I'm up hunting prey. Feel like Uncle Buck, cause all I do is hunt and pray. I'm walking on these snakes, you see my heels to their head. Set fire to them bushes, camo everything, and now they scared. And they shook me, look at where they took me. Beat me as a child, belittled me, and took my cookie. And now I got banana clips, about to prove you slips. Again, so best believe when I move that first step, it's a doozy, pack it up, climb up in the doozy, turn the ignition. It rumble like Ali and Sonny Liston, I can introduce you. The claws out, is that Wolverine or Freddy Krueger? Put a clause in the contract, he stoned up, he froze up. We took his head, that's Medusa. Look ahead, that's visionary. I'm screaming for the bird, that's missionary. The moon is out, it's full. I'm a howling wolf. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. They put four holes in them like the Audi car emblem. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. No Minnesota, them wolves will start wigging, no. They put four holes in them like the Audi car emblem.
I'm Lady Jade, and you're back with Mikey Flight.
Ever consider doing a rap metal? Would you ever be considered, like, ever collabing with, like, a rap metal type thing?
if we can work it out, if we can get the sound right, yeah. Like I got another friend of mine, Oski Gonzalez. He does he's in a band itself, and he has this club called Churchill's Pub down in Miami, like close to Little Haiti. And he does like a lot of rock shows, and he has a few metal bands and all of that. So
there's always like, good stuff in collabing, man.
I mean, every avenue. Yeah,
absolutely. Like I said, if they don't let us in the front door, we got to kick some windows in and rush the back door. And you guys got to be all in on it, you know what I mean? Or it don't work. I can't kick the door in by myself.
Plug you in with Oski.
Oski?
Yeah, Oski Gonzalez. He's a big guy down here.
Nice.
I think that you two could probably put something together, man. Make something work, because he's done a few shows out in New Orleans and things like that. So
you tell him Lady Jade is in the prowl. You go ahead, and I'll be looking. So this is my passion. So any help that I get, I'm forever grateful. But not. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely all about the business aspect of it, and loving to, you know what I mean? Like, but I am business too. And one day I hope to see everybody flying in different lanes. Like, just I support seeing everybody rise.
Absolutely.
I support the rise.
You might as well just make me the Florida correspondent.
Oh, you know what? I might as well. How about we do that tonight? Well, tonight, inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight with Lady Jade. Here with me is Mikey Flight, and he is now my Florida correspondent. Did I say that right? Correspondent. Da, 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 da. Okay.
Hey.
I'm so excited.
That's how it works, you know.
Okay,
meet
so
somebody,
for me.
Get some business.
Get some business. I like business. I like business. I like business a lot. I like when you say business, it comes out real sexy.
Uh-huh.
Business.
Absolutely.
That makes me more hornier than hearing about food. I'm like, oh, business? Okay.
Business, money, let's get
this
that.
Money.
Lord, I know I'm blessed. I count the hickeys on my chest. Her Vic is on the dresser, a silhouette of Vanessa. I met her, it was summer. A graduate with honor. Her Instagram had me falling over. Yeah, I'm a tumbler. Gymnastic, fantastic. I hit follow. She follow back. I say you bad. She say you handsome. Imagine that with a ransom attached. Here's my heart. If you take it, promise to never give it back. Matter of fact, I know a spot a half block up. Great view that I escape to when I feel my mind about to lose. Time is true essence. Something say you true blessing. So when I confess it, I'ma have to do better. Car with that new leather. Bullshit. I apologize for the bullshit. So I put you in some bullshit. Covered in some Cool Whip. I just wanna look right. You know how to cook right. So I gotta push right. Feel car right. Yeah, I'm a stand up guy. You got your hands up high with your legs up wide. And your hair tied up. So when that flame flare up, drop, stop, roll, tuck my pot, Glock, coma rolled up. Niggas think they know what's in the latest claim. They love me, everybody just wanna claim. Look at how they judge me, critically acclaim. My business since 96, no help, so I built my kingdom in the ditch. They slept on my way to being wealthy. I'm on my way to being wealthy, and no, a nigga can't help. I'm on my way to being wealthy. On my way to being wealthy. I'm on my way to being wealthy. And no, a nigga can't help me, bro. I just need my baby. Caked up so the snakes wanna betray us, but they really ain't. That's why they never advance. We just bring them to a standstill. Ask about the man will and if he can't steal. If he still fit the way he did before his friends split. Paper cuts and splinters, four little green niggas. Lacking a master splinter, asking for forgiveness. I done fucked up a lot of shit. I never folded, I just never told him how I felt, honestly. That's my nigga, yeah, that's my nigga. And if he got an issue, then yeah, I'm riding with him. No situation too sticky, with two or more gathered, then that means he with us. That mean we victors. Build us a Frankenstein and watch it go ham. That's harder than a motherfucker. A motherfucker know I can. Nickname the Mossberg, tell it why, cause it never jammed. The system heavy, devise a plan to get round the middle, man. I'm on my way to being wealthy. I'm on my way to being wealthy. And no, a nigga can't help me. I'm on my way to being wealthy. On my way to being wealthy. I'm on my way to being wealthy. And no, a nigga can't help me. I just need my baby. Yeah. You know, the key to success, man,
is never quitting, grinding, putting in that work. That's why we here. Everybody has a purpose. Find your purpose and fulfill it to the best of your possibility. Hey, we on our way to being wealthy. Yeah, man. Hey, fly life, my nigga. Y'all know what it is, man. 2017 Dope, man. Shout out Dope Image. Shout out Skibo 100. My brothers, man. Hey, we on our way to being wealthy. Hey, 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 B, bro. Hey, you sold out the art, sir, my nigga. Hey, shout out Latron Fashions, man. Hey, bless, man.
I'm Lady Jade, and you're back with Mikey Flight.
I want to give you the option right now, just like I give everybody the option, because everybody behind the scenes with you that you can, and please believe me, people, I'm sure there are some of you that they might have forgotten or forgot a name or whatever, but don't take them or hold them to that, because you know what? It's all love. But are there some people that have been behind you, Mikey Flight, that have helped you be where you are and get where you are? You just want to give a shout out to be like, man, I see you. Do you got anybody you want to thank today? Family, friends? I want to give you a chance to give your shout outs.
Oh, man. It's a lot, man. My brother, AP, America's Poet. I'm a part of his company, Dope Image MG, Dope Image Media Group. He's doing his thing as well. He's done Miami Live a few times. My brother, Skibo 100, he's another artist out of Miami. Like, that's my blood relative, my cousin, Tory Lynn, Amanda Patterson. It's a lot. I don't want to leave nobody out.
Yeah, but you're not leaving nobody out if you just express that you don't want to. He just expressed that. Did you not hear? He didn't want to leave y'all out.
Yeah.
We got time. Yeah. You could do a few more. It's okay. Keep going.
Tory Lynn, of course. A person I just met, last week, Maggie Barr. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but she's an up-and-coming country singer. She just got signed like a month ago. She's super dope.
Awesome.
My man Chris Nice, he's also a Dope Image. yeah, just everybody, man.
Everybody?
Miami, West Palm, Broward. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask.
The circle is small. I know a lot of people, but the circle is very small.
I have a very small circle. You got to. You don't want herpes. I'm just kidding. You don't want herpes.
That can make things very uncomfortable.
I feel like I would absolutely have to just keep a business that I work with, because I feel like somebody would end up falling in love, and I would hurt somebody so bad, because I mean, I'm ready, but I'm scared to death, because I don't fuck around. If I feel like you're being slow and stupid about it, and you're not up to par, and you're not smart enough, and you don't like give the same dedication and reflection to a relationship, I probably will call you out like the first 3 days. I'll be like, why you ain't never got no fucking money? I'll be like, why you always making me pay for shit? It's because I have a sickness. It's called the truth shall set you free. So apparently I needed to go. Like,
hey, that'll keep you safe. You know what I'm saying? Keep you dealing from the fakes.
You know what? I believe one day somebody's going to come into my life that is super spectacular. I don't think I'd ever need a title or anything stupid. I think that person is just going to be like, you know what? Let's get it on. And I'm like, all right, daddy.
Hey, you claim it, you shall receive it.
I am. I just have a high belief. I have a high belief they're going to be in the same stuff that I'm into. And I believe that for a lot of people. You know what I find really funny, though? Relationship statuses with people like who claim to be married and whatnot, but you ain't even loyal to that person that you're with. How could you be loyal to any art, any business, anything? So for me, like, I know there's a lot of stuff out there that I could be, you know, if I wanted to,
But then there's that part of me that goes, how old are you? And how long is this going to last? You want a friend to drink beer with and smoke weed with till you die.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
you know
thing.
What I'm saying?
People
like, man.
Hung up on titles.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's the thing. People get hung up on titles, but they don't have any. There's no meaning behind the titles. They just want the titles. They don't really have no definition behind
it. It takes work, just like music takes work. If you care about somebody or something, it takes work. Really, and I don't know how I got on this subject. I do that quite a bit with the single guys because I want the ladies to hear how sensual these men I interview are. And the ladies get hot and bothered because, honey, he is not an ugly man. I will tell you that right now. I have seen his pictures. You will road rainbow bright his face.
Yeah, we make a road trip.
You make a road trip? Oh, dang. Skeet.
We'll come out. We'll hang out. We'll do some performances out in Arizona.
You know what? You should. And we'll talk to Cheeto about that tomorrow as well. Maybe hooking up some kind of venue. You'll be my Florida correspondent. I'll be your Arizona correspondent. I'm excited. And we're going to go ahead and let you get some sleep because it's 10 o'clock over there. We're going to play your tracks and pop them into this. Before you go tonight, I'm going to need you to say for me.
This is Mikey Flagg. You're listening to Lady J on ShadowRadio.com.